Finally, Jesse, give us some of your advice about designing incentive prizes. And given your useful six categories that you just talked about in terms of the goals for these incentive prizes, I'm assuming that one of your key pieces of advice is start by thinking about your goals, thinking about what you want to achieve before you get into the details of structuring the competition or the prize itself.
It is fundamental. Think about what you're trying to do before you start, laying the groundwork for your incentive prize design. And I suggest two other pieces of advice. One is around problem definition. I think this is in some ways one of the hardest parts of prize design, which is, what is the problem that you're actually trying to solve? And whenever you get really smart people into a room to talk about problem definition, it's often the case that there's a lot of disagreement about what the problem actually is. And there's also a kind of urgency to figure out, well, what's the problem we want to solve so we can get onto this, prize design. And I would say, it sounds like, Andy, you've talked to folks in the prize design community and in the federal government, that some of these folks spend 6 months, sometimes a year, working on problem definition before they actually get to prize design, so that they're really clear about what they're trying to get either people within organizations or individuals and specialized communities or even the general public, like what problem you want them to solve. Because if you don't define your problem carefully or properly, you may get a bunch of people to kind of jump in and help you, but maybe they're solving a problem that actually doesn't matter. So that's number one. The second one is, don't try to do it by yourself. I think that like a lot of different types of innovation related work or even problem solving types of approaches, prize design requires outside voices, outside your organization, experts. Some can be experts in prize design, can also be experts in the problem that you're trying to define, but it's really important to get outside voices and help so that you don't try to work your way through the complexities of prize design, which other folks, have done many times and can kind of show you where the pitfalls really are.
And not being too insular in your process of defining the problem, or else you may end up diagnosing and framing the problem incorrectly.
It's exactly right. And that's the right word to use for it too, which is, it's about problem framing and making sure that you're framing the problem properly. And what ends up happening when you're having the right discussion is that you realize that depending upon how you frame the problem, that has implications for your prize design. It has implications for the kinds of solvers you want to bring to the table. It has implications for how you'll reward them. And it has implications for what comes out of the prize. And so those are really wide-ranging and complex conversations to have, but they're also incredibly important.